I wish to use this opportunity to urge the government to be committed to.
And it is sad that when we go for IMF programs, that place recruitment in the public sector, we are able to exempt sectors like education and health, but we don't exempt agriculture. And I feel that agriculture is as important as health, and it's also as important as education. The other aspect of it is that the terms of trade has turned aggressively against our farmers and fisherfolk, because over the years, the prices of their products vis-a-vis prices in other sectors like manufacturing and services has been very, very bad for the farmers. If you take an average farmer in Ghana, for instance, at the end of the day, his annual income may not exceed 3,000 Ghana cedis, an average farmer. But that farmer has to contend with services and goods in other sectors that may be more than 5,000 Ghana cedis.
I quite remember most of our farmers, in order to increase productivity, were residing in their farms, all because things were very cheap. They were depending on the streams and the rivers. At the same time, they were also gaining some fish from the rivers and the streams. They were using the natural materials like raffia, bamboo, canes, and the tree stumps for their buildings. But today, as a result of the intervention of small-scale miners, all these streams are no more potable for human consumption. And it has seriously affected our productivity, especially in cocoa, as we do not achieve our target in the tonnage. The second issue that has seriously affected fish farming is the indiscriminate disposal of plastic waste. When you go to the shores where you see these fishermen draw their nets, in fact, you'll be sad to see that the fish they bring to the shores are mixed with almost 50% of plastic waste, which also affects their yield.